What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, today, I hope you all are having a wonderful Tuesday morning. Today we're going to be talking some New York Giants football as we're getting closer to the NFL playoffs. You know, the NFL playoffs will start this upcoming Saturday. So don't miss out. You know, there's going to be a lot of great playoff games to be watched. You know, and also don't forget the New York Giants will also be playing the Minnesota Vikings this upcoming Sunday in Minnesota at 4:25 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss out. But guys, I just wanted to come on here and just talk about the Giants, and I just really wanted to talk about Brian Daboll's approach going into the season. You know, I mean, when we hired this guy, and I've said this multiple times, I really never knew who this guy was, you know, until I have some friends who are Bills fans. You know, they're telling me a lot of good things about this guy. Just hearing how he was a great offensive coordinator, and also obviously he was a great mentor to Josh Allen, who is now one of the best quarterbacks in the AFC. You know, and just seeing what Brian Daboll did with Josh Allen, turning into a guy who came out of Wyoming State. I mean, look at no one, and I've said this before, going into the 2019 NFL draft, no one knew who Josh Allen was. You know, the only thing we knew about Josh Allen was that he had a strong arm. You know, he had the strongest arm in the country. You know, we didn't. That was the only thing we all. That was the only thing we knew about Josh Allen. You know, and Brian Daboll. You know, working with Josh Allen for those 4 years, he turned his kid into a monster. You know, Josh Allen is, and this is why I call this guy one of the best quarterbacks in the AFC, because that's what he is. He's an all-around great quarterback. He can run the football. Like, the way Josh Allen runs with the football, it's scary. You know, and the way he just approaches his team, you know, that's what you want to see in your quarterback. You know, and look, I'm not trying to compare Daniel Jones to Josh Allen, you know, but you can see the comparisons. Both of these quarterbacks are not that different. I think the one little difference between Josh Allen and Daniel Jones is that Josh Allen, he's a little bit bigger than Daniel Jones, and he's a little bit more, you know, physical. But other than that, you can't see the difference. You know, there's not a lot of differences between these guys. Both of these guys can run the football as good as any other quarterback in this league. Both of these guys can throw the football. The one little difference is that Josh Allen has pieces around him. He has receivers. And like I said, he's a little bit bigger and he's a little bit more aggressive. Those are the little differences between Josh Allen and Daniel Jones. You know, so I didn't really, you know, and there was no for sure, there was no way that Brian Daboll was going to help Daniel Jones in 1 year, especially in his first year as a head coach. And just seeing what he did with Daniel Jones and just seeing what Brian Daboll did with the pieces he had. You know, because obviously Brian Daboll, he didn't draft any of these guys, but him still finding a way to get this team to the postseason, that's pretty damn amazing, you know? But I just wanted to come on here, and I just really wanted to talk about Brian Daboll. And also, the great Bill Parcells, he also loves what Brian Daboll is doing, you know, and how he's approaching this respectable franchise. You know, Brian Daboll sat on the bench in Philly and wrapped his arm around the player who has been the most disappointing Giant of all. Kenny Golladay had actually scored a touchdown and had actually looked like a $72 million receiver on the catch when his head coach decided to offer a public show of support. Daboll explained Monday, "I was proud of the young man." You know, look it. So a coach who has seen during games ripping his quarterback, blasting a lineman, and berating a ref showed his softer side when an 81-year-old fan watched from afar with great interest. Bill Parcells, as stormy a sideline presence as there's ever been, this guy has always been saying for years that you need to know when to put an arm around the guy. In other words, a football player must feel that his coach truly cares about him, even after committing a series of mistakes. You know, and that's the greatness of Bill Parcells. You know, I mean, you can't ever let a player go home at night thinking he doesn't belong. You know, these are the words from Bill Parcells. He was also saying it can't be one way all the time, especially if it's negative. The players have got to see your human side as well. You know, and I think that was the greatness of Bill Parcells. You know, because I think what really differentiates Bill Parcells from all these other coordinators is that on the field, you know, he's going to get under your skin so much where he does, you know, we all know this. Most coaches, when coaches do that, they're not doing it to put you down. They're doing it to get you fired up, you know? But there's, you know, coaches, they'll get under your skin so much where you're not going to like it. But that's the point. They're trying to get you to grow up, you know? And look at Kenny Golladay. For the past 4 years, he's been a huge disappointment. And this guy, he's clearly going to be gone after the season. You know, but he caught a touchdown, which surprised me, you know, surprised me a lot, and I'm happy for the guy. You know, I never hated Kenny Golladay. You know, I was very disappointed with how he approached the game for the Giants. This guy, he was supposed to be the number one receiver for the Giants. He didn't do anything but get benched. You know, that's why I never really wanted to talk about Kenny Golladay that much. And it wasn't that I hated the guy. It was that he just wasn't doing his part. His part was supposed to be a number one receiver, and he didn't give us Giants fans that moment to watch, but he finally did, so I'm happy for him. You know, but back to what I was saying. Parcells was talking to the Post yesterday about how much he's enjoyed Daboll's rookie year and how much he's appreciated the coach's consistent approach to the job. The Giants' homegrown two-time Super Bowl champ and Hall of Famer doesn't recall ever meeting Daboll in person, though he said they've spoken a couple of times by phone. You know, look it. Parcells had no interest in offering up specific coaching advice in advance of the Giants' first playoff game since 2016. Sunday's wildcard round matchup with the Vikings in Minneapolis. Because he said Daboll knows his team a lot better than I do. I tell him to keep doing whatever he's been doing because it's working. You have to keep being yourself in the playoffs. You know, those are words from Bill Parcells as well. You know, look at. I mean, if you're a winning head coach, especially a guy that's been around for a long time, you know, you're going to want to give advice to a fan base that hasn't been, you know, that successful for the past, you know, decade, you know. Look at, yes, Parcells absolutely believes this Giants team have a chance to knock out the third seed Vikings. Before his postseason game as a head coach, a 16-13 road victory over the Rams in 1984, Parcells convinced his players they could prevail despite their blowout loss to the Rams in Anaheim 3 months earlier. Daboll won't need much of a sales pitch this week after his team nearly beat Minnesota in its building on Christmas Eve. You know, look, Giants players will believe. If we play well in this game and we beat the Vikings, you know, it's going to be crazy. Bill Parcells even said, if the Giants win, he will be pulling hard for the upset. In part because he's never liked the Vikings. He's always respected their legendary coach, Bud Grant. But he's just never had any affection for the franchise that Grant made famous. You know, Bill Parcells also was saying some teams you just have like a built-in animosity for, and the Vikings are one of them. You know, look it. If you're going to ask me, Justin, can the Giants outscore a team with Minnesota's weapons? Parcells has always thought there's a way for underdogs to contain and conquer high-powered offenses. Look at the Buffalo Bills game. Sorry, Bills fans. I'm sorry to mention this game, but go back to that game where the Giants play the Bills in the Super Bowl. Bill Parcells mentioned having a conversation with his former defense coordinator, Bill Belichick, who's now in the New England Patriots, a year or two years ago about that very subject. Of course, it's easier to carry out the plan with Lawrence Taylor on your side, you know? And it was easy to have Lawrence Taylor on the defense because Lawrence Taylor was the game changer for this franchise. You know, the Giants have to keep, you know, from losing to the Giants in this game. You know, if you're going to ask me how do the Giants lose to the Giants, you get a lot of penalties. You turn the ball over. You get a kick blocked. You miss a lot of tackles. You don't capitalize in the red zone. You know, it's the little things. It's the little things. You know, that's how you lose to the Giants. I would, you know, look at, if I was in that locker room, I would tell them, don't lose to them. On further review, Parcells did have one suggestion that would fall under the category of direct coach-to-coach advice for Brian Daboll. Near the end of his final practice before that Super Bowl against the Buffalo Bills, He called his players together and told them they had to work a bit more on the one fake on this one fake punt. They ended up using it against Denver, I believe, in the game. You know, converting a 4th-and-1 on the drive that gave the Giants a lead. They never surrendered. You know, look at Bill Parcells. Look, he's not trying to make this dramatic here, but it's just sound coaching to review some aspects that are not highly practiced. So if there's anything of a trick variety, like a fake punt or fake field goal, I'll go back and review those with the whole team. If Bill Parcells, he would always tell his players, listen, I'm going to do everything I can to do to win this game. And these situations might come up. So look at, having coached in the pros and in the college game for a quarter century, and having worked under Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, Brian Daboll will most likely be ready Sunday for almost anything that comes up. Bill Parcells will be, obviously, he's going to be watching from his Florida home, maybe alone, maybe with his grandson Kyle. But Bill Parcells always said, you don't need much company when the Giants are in the playoffs. Parcells doesn't need much reason to believe either. You know, and that's all I gotta say. You know, it's all about learning from the greats. You know, like I always tell you guys, to be a great, you gotta learn from the greats. And that's what Brian Daboll, he's starting to get into. You know, he's starting to understand how big of a franchise the New York Giants are and how much respect this team, you know, deserves. You know, like, if you don't have the New York Giants in the postseason, you're not going to have a fun playoff run to watch, because that's how much respect goes into this football team, you know. Do I believe we can beat the Vikings? Yes. Now, do I think we have the... Even if we're not that talented, you can, like Bill Parcells always said, you can always find a way to make any... You can always... Like I always tell you guys, you can beat... Oh, wait, no. I never said that. I always mention David and Goliath. No one thought David was going to kill Goliath, because David, he was just a little kid, no muscles, you know, didn't have a brain. The only thing he was doing, he just grabbed stones and he had a little slingshot. That's all he was doing. You know, and no one thought David was going to kill Goliath, and he did. It's kind of like this story. But David almost killed Goliath. He just didn't have that one lucky... He didn't have that one lucky shot to the head. There's always a good chance to beat the greats. It's always a chance for the possible to defeat the impossible. That's all I say. You know. But yeah, guys, that's all I gotta say for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I will see you guys tomorrow. But until then, I'm out. Peace.